y'all. This is Dr. Allison Key. Welcome to Beautifully Healthy. Hey, Erica.
Hello.
Always here, my ride or die. And we are joined today by my friend Kendra Knowles and her beautiful daughter, Kylie.
Hi.
From Creations Art Factory here in Carrollton, Georgia. Kendra, tell us about you, where you're from, if you've always been artsy, about Creations, how you started. Tell us everything.
Well, the answer is pretty easy, I guess. I born and raised and lived in Bowdoin. I have a bachelor's of science in architectural interior design and worked in Atlanta for about almost 7 years before I conceived Kylie Rae. And about 6 months in, I was like, you know what? 60-hour work weeks and 3-hour drive back and forth is just not for me. So she was born. I was like, you know, I want these keepsakes and I want some things of her. And she is still my only child, but still, I wanted all these keepsakes and it just kind of rolled into it. I had a family friend that I had actually babysat for when I was in college and she was doing it and said, hey, will you help me out doing this on the weekends? Some of the pottery pieces. And I said, yeah, sure. Because she's like, you know, some of these things are a little bit more complex and would you take a stab at it? I said, oh, course. So, and yes, I have been artistic pretty much my entire life. Painted my bedroom when I was probably my daughter's age. She's 7. So been doing all kind of stuff.
Well, let me just stop right there and say you must have great parents, because if Adeline or Luke told me they wanted to paint their bedroom, yes, I'd just have to stay. That's why my mother-in-law usually brings them to you, because I'm like, oh, let me help you. Like, you're about to drop it, you know.
Yes. My mom let me pretty much do anything and everything that I wanted to. I had a brick facade in my bedroom growing up, and I had that thing painted purple at one time. It was a enclosed, basically it was a closed up fireplace. Because we had a older home and they closed it up and then I painted it purple. I do remember being purple at one point in time. But yeah, she let the reins go with me on that. So that's what I've pretty much been painting my entire life. But I started with that. Like I said, I've been doing ceramics now. My daughter's 7. So I've been doing ceramics almost 7 years, because I started when she was about maybe 2.5 months old. So it's been a while. So I've been doing that, but then I actually opened the storefront almost 3 years ago. So in that time frame, we've opened and we've already moved and all that good stuff.
That's a good and exciting thing. And you moved right in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic.
Yes. Weird.
Could timing be any better? That's what happened to us here too. So
everything's so strange. But yes, I'd actually planned for it around January. We already had the plans to do so, and then boom, it hit March. It was like, oh no, what do we do? Do we do this? Do we not do this? And I was like, yes, you know, I've got to, because we need it at this point, because we were outgrown. We had really
busting at the seams over there. Yeah.
Yeah. And I wanted to incorporate the pottery wheels, which that's coming in the fall. So we'll be doing pottery wheels for anyone over 8 years old. So
awesome.
8 and up will be able to do those. But yeah, I definitely had no space to do that whatsoever. But it's just kind of crazy, the growth in a little less than 3 years that we've seen so far. So I'm hoping that that continues. And once we bring the wheels in, it'll be more of a more family oriented, even more so than it was before, and just continue to grow on all the aspects of things that we're offering there, because we want to keep doing all the workshops and the date nights and the girls nights, and we're wanting to partner up with some of the local cheers next door. So there's some fun things coming in with that.
Yeah, girl.
Then I'm going to talk to her about and get that going. And we're right next to Club Fitness. Well, not right next to them, at the end of that shopping center. So close to Osaka Steakhouse and Japanese Steakhouse. But we're offering discounts for Club Fitness members through August, just to basically introduce them to us if they didn't know about us. So yeah, fun times.
That's awesome.
Right in the middle of it.
Yeah, right in the middle of it. But you were so creative. I mean, you're creative, obviously. Your space is the previous space was adorable, and my kids begged to come all the time.
And that makes me feel good.
Oh, yeah, they begged to come all the time, and I should have signed them up for art camp. And
well, Ada Lynn had her birthday there, too.
Yeah, she did have her birthday party there, and it's her favorite party ever. And, you know, I can't let her even glance at your Facebook. I mean, it's like, oh, look at this, look at that. Don't even start up with a Harry Potter business, but...
yes, we just posted that yesterday.
But now it's even more visible now, and just such a great space. And then, but you were just so creative during the coronavirus to keep business alive and go in with the at-home kits and whatnot. I got some of those from you for my kids and my niece and nephews, and they loved that. And it was such a great break for me. Like, we're about to kill each other in this house.
Yes.
And I need y'all to have something to do besides pester me. So it was awesome. So did you just come up with, I mean, yeah, you're just, I don't know,
well,
very creative.
Yes and no. I'm in a big association of pottery studio owners. So like many associations that, you know, in healthcare and all that kind of stuff, it's a worldwide association. And when COVID hit the coast, when COVID basically hit California first, I had a lot of my friends that are in the same business say, get ready, it's coming. And I was like, oh my gosh, this sounds like doomsday. What's going on?
Right.
Because we're like planning to move. Like, we're planning to expand our business, expand our offerings. Like, what are you talking about? And they were like, just start thinking about ways to get this in people's hands. Get it, you know. And so from that aspect, I was like, you know, we've wanted to do door signs, because I have done door signs actually longer than I have been doing pottery and doing ceramics. And I knew I didn't want to offer it to the adults, because let's be honest, adults are really critical on themselves, whereas children, their creativity and what they use and how proud they are of what they do, no matter if it's perfect to them or not, they're so proud of what they put out. And that's why Creations is what it is. It's because I want them to be able to have that creativity and be able to do what they want to do and be proud of what they have. So I was like, what do I need to do? I want to do my door signs, and I want to incorporate that. So I did mini door signs for the kids. So I came up with which designs I wanted, and, you know, we have the pottery, of course, so we did Pottery Go as well. And it was just like takeout, like you order the pieces that you want. We did some lives, and was like, here's what we have, we can bag it all up for you, this is how it's gonna go, you'll just bring it back to us. And just kind of got it going on that little bitty, you know, I guess just tried to run with it at that point. But I had been wanting to do the door signs that you spoke of well before this all happened. I just didn't know how to incorporate it, and then it was like, light bulb, let's do it now, because they can take this home with them, and they can do it at home, and they can have all the materials at their disposal to use and do that. So now, even now that COVID, you know, how we're all trying to get past it and get through it and everything else, we still offer that in store. And it now is incorporating into birthday parties. So you can have a small mini door hanger birthday party for your kids, or you can have a pottery birthday party for your kids. So either way, you can go.
And now you have more party space too.
Right. The Creations Art Factory is exactly why I named it that. I didn't name it the Creations Ceramic Studio or this, that, and the other. I did that because I wanted to basically have an umbrella for artistic endeavors of whatever I wanted to incorporate. And so now with the new space, because we're over, like I said, we're over 3,000 square feet in the new space, so we're divided space. We have full party room and everything on one side, and then walk-in, paint-your-own pottery weekly in the main area. But yes, we have workshops going on that have nothing to do with ceramics. We have cake decorating workshop that's going on, and that.
Yeah, I'm signed up for that.
Yes, that booked out super quick. I'm very excited about
that. I'm
going to
remember what you just said, too, about not being too critical on yourself.
Right.
Because, you know, like I said, about not letting my kid, like... This is
yes,
our rule.
Let them do
this
what they
is my
do.
Rule. Adeline, you know, she is the artistic one in our family, and I'm like, keep it in your room, and you have to paint in your panties. Don't get on your clothes.
Don't get it on anything.
If you get on the floor, just put your rug over it. I just don't want to see
yes.
it. So I'm going to remember that. Like, don't be so critical on yourself. Just
see, this is
going to
be a good option for me and the boys.
Yeah,
because
yes.
we're not allowed to have paint or glitter at my house because my husband is her.
Maybe times three. I don't know.
Let me just say, for all the people that are worried about the mess and so forth, with ceramics, ceramic paint, and the paint that we provide in studio. So when you come into our studio, you basically have every piece on our shelves at your disposal. You can pick anything out there, and it's all priced as an inclusive price.
So, and you literally have everything. If you can imagine it in a piece of pottery, she's got it.
We have everything from little hamburger and french fry salt and pepper shakers to unicorn mugs to, gosh, we have so many different things. We have lots of Harry Potter looking stuff. We have baseball. We have pretty much every sport you can think of. We have all the pre-lit Christmas items, all that stuff that you've seen, like the vintage Christmas trees of like your grandparents. This is them. This is the true, this is the real deal. This is not what you can buy in the big box stores that are just mass duplicated. These are, you are doing them. And we also offer the custom option that we will do them for you too. So that's always there too. But yes, we have pretty much anything and everything, and somebody can always pick out what they want. Like, we have guys come in there and they're like, oh my gosh, this would be a great whiskey glass. And I'm like, see, I would have never even thought about that, but go for it, you know? And they're proud of it when they see it and it's functional. They can drink out of that glass and that they painted. That's like super special. I mean, you don't get that everywhere, you know? So that's what's really unique about the whole process of the pottery. But where I was going with this is our pottery paints, they are glazes. They do not stain your clothes.
Okay.
They are very chalky when they dry. They dry super fast, and they do not stain or make a mess of any kind whatsoever. So a lot of people that picked up those pottery kits from us were like, wow, this paint like dries super fast and it's really chalky and it literally wiped off everything. And I was like, yes, isn't it amazing? They were like, oh my gracious, can I paint this on anything? I said, no, because that paint is, you know, specifically formulated for kiln usage. That paint on that piece of pottery gets fired to like 1400 degrees to make it essentially melt to that piece of pottery. And if these are taken care of, they will outlive you. I mean,
that's awesome.
That kind of keepsake, when I tell people that, I'm like, I'm not kidding you, it will outlive you as long as you don't break it and as long as you take care of it. So, and most all of them can be washed, hand washed, and so forth.
That's awesome.
A lot of people ask about the dishwasher. I'm like, please don't put that in the dishwasher. Like, your kid painted that. Don't do that.
That is a treasure.
Please don't do that. Just wash it. Just wash it by hand. I know that sounds like, you know, not today's time, but don't put it in the dishwasher, because I don't know what your high pressure dishwasher is going to do to that. So. But yeah, it's pretty cool stuff, and it's very different, and allowing them to be able to do it and them have pieces is what's so great about it all. And summer camps and all that stuff going on today, so we're a little bit, you know.
I'm going to look for the next time you publish a date night. I'm coming to the cake decorating with some of my girlfriends, but
yes.
I'm going to look for the next date night. I'm going to make David come paint something with me.
Well, I'm going to talk to Cheers about doing a whiskey and wine night.
Ooh.
So you'll be doing like your own stemless wine glasses, and the guys will be doing like their own whiskey glasses, but they'll be like a pair, but
you'll
get to pick from our specialty glazes, which our specialty glazes are nothing like what most people have seen. They look like artisan pottery. And we have formulations of them. Like, it's real scientific when you really get down to it. But we have all of them set up for you, basically.
That's awesome.
Tell you, like, paint this first, this first, this first, all on a sheet of paper where we could, like, hand it to you.
That's
say,
awesome.
Go buy this, and it'll look like this.
We need to do that, Erica, when it comes. So when
I mean, as long as I've got it, I'm one of those. Like, if something's wrong, I'm done. I'm not doing it anymore. I need a list.
I haven't pitched it yet, because that idea actually came from my husband when he saw the glasses themselves. He was like, this is pretty cool. And, you know, my husband's military and, you know, all that kind of thing. So you wouldn't think that, you know, he would be interested in it. But no, they really, once I get into it, it gets to be competitive too. Because you're like, mine's going to look better than yours.
I love it.
Yeah, Ryan's would be like perfect.
Yes.
His would be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, who's going to look the best? Mm-hmm. But they're actual functional pieces. So you can use them, even if you don't drink out of them, you could use them as pencil holders or anything like that. And total functional pieces throughout. But yeah, all of it's washable.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
It's
I'm going to look forward to that. And if we, like, as a business wanted to do a girls' night or whatever, we can do that too, right? Like, you do any kind of custom party, any kind of...
Anything from birthday parties. We've had parties for 75-year-olds in our studio. It is... I mean, if you can hold a paintbrush in your hand, you can paint with us. I mean, the employees I have, they know all the tricks that I've taught them, and they're good to go with everything. But yeah, everything birthday party wise, specialty, you know, party, Christmas parties, from, you know, anything you can think of. We can pretty much accommodate whatever you want. So it's pretty versatile. And
you are great with kids, and your staff is great with kids. Like, it's just, it's fun to go in there, at really, because it's obviously, that's what you really love to do, is get those kids in there and having fun and creating and doing silly, fun things.
And that's why COVID needs to take a hike. That's what I've been, that's what my, like, if I hashtag, like, COVID take a hike, that's what we need. Because I know you guys posted, y'all did a live yesterday going over all that, but yeah, I do believe these kids need that interaction, and
they do.
We've already had 2 weeks of summer camp. Today was our second ending. We had a summer camp last week, Monday through Wednesday, summer camp this week, Monday through Wednesday, and we'll have it next week. But yes, those kids have been great, big sports, and they're so excited about all their pieces, and they get to show their parents, and we have, like, little, I call it little art shows. So, like, on Wednesday at the end of every summer camp, we set up all their stuff in their own little station, and they get to bring their parents in to
show them all of their
things that they got to make from, we have done tie-dye, we have done, like, pop art. Last week was pet camp, so it was paint for your pet camp. So we've done everything from tie-dye, little bandanas for their dogs and cats.
Cute.
We did treat canisters for them. We did pop art photographs of their animals, which was really fun, really cute.
I bet that was.
The kids were like, whoa, why is my dog purple? But it turned out really cute. Just a lot of different artistic projects that not only are pottery, because we also, we do other mixed media, and we mix it all, you know, we put all of it together under one roof. So we want them just to be creative and to have fun for the camps. And this week was Seize the Day. So we had pirates and mermaids this week, and they've done shark art with newspaper. It's
That's
so cute.
Awesome.
So all kind of fun stuff.
That is awesome.
Sea turtles. But yeah, it's been really fun, and I that's why I want to. I was very hesitant, like I said, moving the studio. But then, these last few weeks that we've been over there, because technically this is only like my third week after being open, mm-hmm. but I knew we had to open for all these summer camps, and I was like, we got to open and get this place, you know, ready to go for these summer camps and get them, you know, all set up. But it's been a really good space to have it, because we have lots of room.
That's spread awesome.
Out. It's a blessing so far. It's just, I don't know. It's one of those, you're afraid to do it, but you might as well take the leap when
great
you feel like it's
risk
ready
brings
for it.
Great reward.
Let's hope so.
Well, I love to have people on who love what they do, because you just see that little sparkle in their eyes, and they just get excited and talk, and it's obvious that you're doing what you're meant to do. So
I appreciate that. That's fun.
We appreciate you coming on. And if you've got kids, if you don't have kids, you should definitely check out Creations. What's your website?
It is Creations with a K. CreationsArtFactory.com. And our email is CreationsArtFactory@yahoo.com. So pretty easy.
With a K. Creations with a K.
Creations spelled with a K, not with a C. A lot of people get that confused. And we're at 806 Maple Street now. So I know Google's playing tricks on me and wanting to send people to my old address, but we're literally, if you pull up to the old address, just sit there and type it in, and it'll redirect you over to basically across the street.
Yeah. You got a great space.
It's not very far, but we got a lot more visibility there, and obviously a lot more room. I keep alluding to that, but that's been really good for now, for the crazy times we're in. So
Yeah, perfect. Well, thanks for coming on today.
Thank you, Kylie.
We're glad you're here too, even if you were super quiet. You ready to go back to school?
She's a little groggy. That summer camp wears
me out. That's right.
Don't be fooled by summer art camp.
Well, until next time, y'all, stay healthy.
Bye.